We are very, very grateful to welcome back His Holiness Shripad Niranjan Swami Maharaj. Someone who has truly, to the core of his very heart, accepted the spirit and the mission of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. For those of you who were supremely fortunate to hear His Grace Janani Vas Prabhu's class this morning, we understand the spiritual significance, the tattva of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Janani Vas Prabhu is an authorized eternal resident of Sri Navadvip Dham, so he knows these subject matters most intimately, and how he shared his heart today with all of us. Thank you, Janani Vas Prabhu. Narottam Das Thakur prays, Prajandra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo She Balaram Hoilo Nithai. That the son of Sri Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna, appeared as the son of Sachi Devi, and Sri Balaram has come as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He is the original expansion of the Lord, none different than the Lord. In Goloka Vrindavan, as Sri Balaram, he expands himself as the controller of the entire Dham of Braja, to facilitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead with endless opportunities to enjoy ras, or spiritual pleasure, with his devotees. Nityananda Balaram is very unique because he serves Lord Krishna in all the five rasas. As servant, he takes the role of, he actually incarnates himself as the shoes of the Lord, the bed of the Lord, sometimes the clothes and the jewelry of the Lord, the pillow for the Lord, the umbrella to shelter the Lord from sun. That is all the expansions of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In Dasyaras, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Balaram, is eager to serve the Lord in every possible way. We see Nityananda Prabhu Balaramji simply carrying out the orders of the Lord. The Lord told him, you go out and preach. He went out and preached. And he wouldn't preach until he got the order. In Sakyaras, Balaramji, his cowherd boyfriend, playing with Krishna, joking with Krishna for all eternity. In Vatsalya Ras, because he is elder brother, sometimes he is protecting Krishna, sometimes he is correcting Krishna. In a elder brotherly, almost fatherly mood. And he expands himself as Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, to assist in the most intimate, confidential ways, the conjugal loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. In this spiritual world, Balaramji is the original servitor Godhead, always engaged in the service of the Supreme. Srila Prabhupada described the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is Krishna is blackish like a monsoon rain cloud. And Balaram is whitish like spring cloud. Balaram is the original expansion of Krishna. From Balaram comes the first Chaturbyuha of Shankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Vasudev. From that Shankarshan Balaram, Lord Narayan exists, who is the Lord of Vaikuntha. Unlimited Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky. They are all expansions of Sri Balaram. From Narayan of Vaikuntha, he expands himself into the secondary Chaturbyuha. And that Shankarshan, when it is time for material creation, expands himself as Karanodakshaya Vishnu or Mahavishnu. From him, when he exhales, unlimited universes come out of his body. And Mahavishnu expands himself in each universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from whose navel a lotus flower sprouts and Lord Brahma is born. He instructs Brahma as the original spiritual master. And Brahma creates the various facilities for life within this material universe. And then that Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands himself within the heart of every living being as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, or the Paramatma, who is the witness of everything, the knower of all. And he also lives in a spiritual planet within this universe called Svetadvip, which has an ocean of milk. And whenever there is difficulties, the devatas approach that ocean of milk and pray to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu to save them. Paritra naya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanaradaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And it is through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu that the various incarnations come to establish religious principles, to annihilate the wicked, and to protect the devotees. So when we talk about the pastimes and the teachings of Lord Nityananda, we must understand who he is. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lochan Das Thakur saying, a song which was one of our beloved Srila Prabhupada's most favorite prayers. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra Sabavatara Sarasiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, these two brothers are supremely kind. They are the most merciful. They are the essence of all avatars. They are the most magnanimous, most merciful, because they are giving the highest perfection for the cheapest price. Simply chanting the holy names of the Lord, dancing, taking prasad. It is a joyful process. But in the Satya Yuga could be understood through 60,000 years of celibacy, penance, total poverty, and meditation. In Treta Yuga, by performing huge sacrifices that would practically take one's whole life to prepare. In Dwapara Yuga, by meticulously following the principles of temple worship. That same realization is given in this age of Kali, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, to anyone, simply by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It was on this day the 13th day of the moon, the month of Magh, that Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the village of Ekachakra in Radhadesh. His father was Hadai Pandit and his mother Padmavati, very, very pure devotees of the Lord, faultless in every respect. Little Nitai, when he appeared, was so beautiful, so charming in every respect. He made the entire creation auspicious. He was the joy of the heart of everyone. In the entire Ekachakra Gram, all beings simply lived for the satisfaction of Nityananda Prabhu. Whatever anxieties a person may have been suffering, simply upon seeing him or embracing him, they would be thrilled in transcendental bliss. He played so many beautiful games with his friends, but every game was a perfect inaction of the pastimes of the Lord in his various incarnations. Even when he was a small child, before he learned the scriptures, he was playing the parts and teaching his friends to play roles exactly according to the scriptures, the Lord's incarnations. And people would be struck with wonders. Adults would ask the small boy, "How do you know these things?" And Nityananda Prabhu would reply with a smile, "These are my pastimes." But no one could understand what he meant. They simply laughed in bewilderment. Nityananda Prabhu was so attractive that everyone loved him more than their own children, which is inconceivable in this world. Hadai Pandit, Padmavati, they would practically go blind in anxiety if Nityananda Prabhu's beautiful form was not standing before him for a few minutes. But he appeared for one purpose only: to assist his Lord and Master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, to deliver even the most fallen with her pure love and devotion. So Nityananda Prabhu was thinking, how is it possible that I will ever be able to leave my mother and father? It will break their hearts to death. When he was thinking that way, at the age of only 12 years old, a mysterious sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit. Hadai Pandit served him very graciously. All night long they discussed Harikatha. And just before the sannyasi was going to leave, Hadai Pandit said, "I want to give you some gift. What would you like? Anything I have, I'll give you. What would you like?" He said, "I want your eldest son, Nitai, to travel with me throughout all the holy places." Hadai Pandit it was like a thunderbolt crashing against his soft heart. To give up Nitai means to give the treasure of his life. But at the same time, he was thinking that when Dasarath was asked for Lord Ram by Vishwamitra Muni, he had to give him, because once you promise something to a Vaishnava and a Brahmin, you cannot go back on your word. So he asked his wife Padmavati, and she said, "Whatever you do is good." So he took Nitai. And only a few minutes after they left, the news spread throughout Ekachakra. It was like a death blow. Everyone came running. They all decided that we, the whole village of Ekachakra, will go with them. What is the use of Ekachakra without Nityananda Prabhu? And if he doesn't want all of us, if he only wants one, every single father and mother agreed, we will go and fall at this sannyasi's feet, we will beg him, take my son, take all my sons, but leave Nityananda here. They all went frantically searching for him, but they could not find him. Nityananda Prabhu traveled for 20 years to all the holy places of India, from Badrik Ashram to Setubandha, Kandakumari, Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Ayodhya, Dwarka. At last he came to Vrindavan. There he lived near the bank of the Jamuna, sometimes at Ram Ghat, and sometimes at Sringar Bhat, also called Nityanand Bhat. There he sat, waiting for the signal that Nimai Pandit happened to be born the very time that Nityananda Prabhu left home. It is explained, when he was in Ekachakra, when Lord Chaitanya was born, Nityananda in ecstasy roared so loud that the entire universe shook, but nobody knew what it was. He knew that Nimai Pandit was playing the role of a scholar, disguising his purpose of the Yugavatar as the greatest of all devotees. But when he learned that Nimai Pandit had gone to Gaya and had returned after taking initiation from Ishwarapuri and established a Harinam Sankirtan movement, he decided to leave Vrindavan. While he was there, you know what he did all day? He would just meditate on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the mood of Balaram, he would just herd cows and play with cowherd boys. Sometimes he'd spend the whole day splashing around with little gopas in the Jamuna. But the amazing thing that is so important to understand, in all those 20 years that he traveled, he never preached. Because it was his conviction, until I receive the order of my Lord Chaitanya, until I receive his blessings, I cannot do this. So he went to Sri Navadvip Dham, and he hid in the house of Nandanacharya. Lord Chaitanya could understand. He was waiting for Nitai to come. He told Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur that I had a dream. In this dream, right in front of my house came a chariot. This was a chariot that could carry a person beyond all the limits of material existence back to the spiritual world. And on this chariot was a very tall, strong man with a whitish complexion. He had beautiful lotus eyes. He had a plow in one hand on his shoulder, and he had a club in the other. He had beautiful earrings and a blue turban and blue cloths and beautiful ornaments. He looked as if he was intoxicated. And he kept asking again and again, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? With a roaring voice he asked, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? And I asked this great personality. I could understand that he was the Supreme Godhead, Balaram, who had descended to this world. I asked him, who are you? What do you want? And this person said, we are brothers. Tomorrow we will get to know one another.
Find him. Go out and find him. They searched the bathing ghats, the marketplaces, everyone's house. They searched all day long. They came back and said to Lord Chaitanya, we went everywhere. We cannot find him. The Lord said, Nityananda Prabhu is very mysterious. Only if he reveals himself can you see him. Come with me. And he went directly to the house of Nandanacharya. When Sri Nityananda Prabhu saw the Lord offered his obeisances to Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu, seeing the Lord, fell unconscious in ecstasy. After about 32 years of living in this world, waiting for the moment to see his life and soul, he's finally seeing him with his eyes. It said when he was looking at the Lord, he was tasting the Lord with his tongue. He was hearing his names with his ears. He was smelling his body with his nose. He was embracing his body with his every limb. His entire being was completely immersed in the beautiful golden form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he fell unconscious. The Lord told Srivas, chant the holy names, and all the devotees loudly began to chant in the ears of Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu got up. He was trembling, he was shaking. Lord Chaitanya was holding him in his arms. Gadadhar Pandit was very happy. He said, Nitai has taken a humble position. He has been defeated. In his form of Ananta or Sheshanaga, the Lord is laying on him. But today, he is laying in the Lord's lap. Then they began to dance in ecstasy, embracing one another, weeping, crying. Their hearts were merging into the oneness of their love for one another. And how they danced together. The most beautiful sight in all of creation, the dance of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. The next day they celebrated Vyas Puja in the house of Srivas Thakur. And so many wonderful pastimes they performed together. They were inseparable. Nityananda Prabhu knew nothing in his life, nothing in his existence except to serve Lord Chaitanya and to glorify Lord Chaitanya. And then one unexpected day, that most historical event took place. In the house of Srivas Pandit, Lord Chaitanya gave an order. He said, hear me, Nityananda. Hear me, Haridas. You go out and you preach this message. Whoever you see, the most fallen, the most sinful, without discrimination, you go everywhere, to everyone, and you simply give them this message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak to others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. Krishna is your very life and soul. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Go everywhere, to every house, to every bathing ghat, to every shopping place. Don't tell them anything else. Just give them this message to chant the holy names. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were very happy to hear this.
The Lord told him, all day long you simply do this preaching and every night come back and report to me the results of your preaching. So they went out with complete faith. They abandoned everything with total conviction and just started going everywhere to everyone without discrimination with the same message that Lord Chaitanya empowered them with. The pious people, when they would hear this message, to chant Krishna's name, to worship Krishna, to speak to others of Krishna, there would be tears in their eyes and they would say, yes, yes, thank you. And if someone refused, we read in this song, Akaroda Paramananda Nityananda Rai, the preaching technique of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. If someone refused, Nityananda Prabhu, who is the very source of Narayana Vaikuntha, who is the source of Mahavishnu, who is the source of the entire creation of all universes, he would fall at the feet of these conditioned souls and beg them with tears in his eyes, I've come as a beggar. The only alms I beg from you is chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, speak to others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. He's your life and soul. Please take the name of Krishna. And if still they refused, he would lay and roll in the dust, crying out of pity and compassion, begging them to take the name of Krishna. This is Paramakaruna. An expansion of an expansion of an expansion of the Lord. Varahadev, how he, with his hoof and his tusk, he killed the demon Hiranyaksha. How Narasimhadev ripped to pieces Hiranyakashipu. But here, that same one Supreme Lord is going to sinful fallen souls, his own parts and parcels, and he's rolling in the dust with tears in his eyes as a beggar, begging them to take prema bhakti from him. The only price is simply one's faith. Some people were very antagonistic toward him. When they would see Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they would say, get out from here! What nonsense are you speaking? Some of them who were offended, they were not allowed in Srivas Thakur's house during the closed door kirtan, they actually would chase them to beat them. They would throw things at Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Some of them were spreading throughout Navadvip that these men are simply thieves. Their purpose of going house to house is, as they're giving these bogus instructions, they're just looking in the house to see how they can sneak in at night and rob you. They're criminals. Keep them away. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, although they were sometimes stoned and chased and blasphemed, they would simply laugh. Because they had complete faith in the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was an ocean of compassion. Every night they would come back and report of their Sankirtan scores for the day. One day, when they were traveling through Navadvip in this wonderful mood of compassion, they came across a crowd of people who were a sizable distance from a most grotesque, abominable scene. There were two totally demoniac dacoits, absolutely drunk on disgusting wine, never took proper baths. Every word practically out of their mouth was unhearable to any type of cultured person. Vrindavan Das Thakur said every other word that they would harshly speak loudly were the foul C word and B word. And we don't care to know what those words are. And they were just screaming at each other. Sometimes they were affectionately embracing each other. Other times they were punching each other bloody and pulling each other's hair and dragging each other to the ground and roaring like animals. And everyone was a long distance away just watching in fear. Nityananda Prabhu happened to ask someone, "Who are they? What are they?" And some of the people said, "They are two Brahmins." They were born in Brahmin family. Their mother and father were faultless Brahmins. And they came from a Brahmin family which for generations and generations they maintained and upheld the highest religious principles. And they named these two sons Jagananda and Madhavananda. But from their earliest childhood, they fell into the association of evil-minded, sinful persons. And with their brahminical powers, they became the most evil, the most sinful. There is no sin that they have not committed. They rape women. They burn down houses. They loot all the wealth of people. They kill Brahmins. They're constantly eating cow's flesh and drinking wine. The entire city of Navadvip fears them day and night. They are known as Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu looked at them with such love and compassion. He turned to Haridas Thakur and said, "If these two demoniac persons, if they take to the Harinam Sankirtan movement, what glory that will be to our Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our Lord, He has descended as the Patita Pavana avatar to deliver the most sinful, the most fallen. We have brought many pious people to this process of chanting. But the Lord has hidden His own opulences. And the world does not understand what His mission is or what His position is. But if these two drunken demons become Vaishnavas, then the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will be understood throughout the entire universe. I think that there is no two people more sinful in all creation than them. So let us go and speak our message to them." Haridas Thakur smiled and said, "Because you have glanced mercifully upon them and you have accepted them in your heart, I know very soon they will be delivered. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never reject someone that you have bestowed your mercy upon." So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas started walking forward to Jagai and Madhai. The local people, they were saying, "What are you doing? You are crazy, you are a fool, you are suicidal." No one goes near Jagai and Madhai. Everyone runs from Jagai and Madhai. They'll kill you. But they just walked ahead. And they came right close to Jagai and Madhai. And Nityananda Prabhu with pure unalloyed love and compassion in his heart and folded palms, he offered the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Please, my two brothers, give up your sinful activities. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak to others about Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your treasure. Krishna's your very life and soul. Chant the holy names of Krishna." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has descended into this world to deliver fallen souls like you. Please accept his mercy. When Jagai and Madhai heard this, their eyes became bright red in anger. "Catch them! Catch them! Kill them!" They started running at Nityananda Prabhu and Haridasa. And Nityananda Prabhu started running away in fear. And Haridasa Thakur was running right behind him in fear. But Haridasa Thakur by this time was quite an old man. They were running and running, and Jagai and Madhai were running and running, and they were running, and Jagai and Madhai were running and running. And the people around, they were thinking, "What craziness! We told you you're going to get killed." The pious were people were praying to God, "Please save them, they're such compassionate preachers." And the atheistic people were saying, "Let them be killed, they deserve to be killed, they didn't listen to us." So they were running and running, and Jagai and Madhai were running and running. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu turned to Haridas and said that today may be the last day of our life. And Haridasa Thakur said, you are a madman. You're crazy. Why did you go up and preach to them? They're drunk. They're demons. Why did you give them that message?" He said, Nityananda Prabhu said, "Haridas, you were beaten in 22 marketplaces and Krishna saved you. So please pray to him to save us." Nityananda Prabhu said, I was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but I never associated with a madman like you that went up to two drunken murderers and told them to chant Hare Krishna." He said, "It appears that today we are running to our death." Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "Why are you calling me a madman? I'm not the madman. It's that person who gave us this instruction that is a madman. Nowhere in the history of the world will we find a Brahmin who's speaking like a king is telling someone, go to everyone, even the sinners and the most fallen, abominable, untouchable people, and give them prema bhakti by chanting the holy name. It's your Lord and Master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given this order. And what can we do? If we disobey his order, everything's finished. And if we obey his order, everything is finished." Or you can just think that it's not his fault, it's our fault. And this way they were joking together as they were running from Jagai and Madhai. And they were laughing. And Jagai and Madhai were very powerful, but they were also overweight because they ate so much meat and drank so much liquor. So they had a hard time keeping up. So eventually, after a long distance, they just fell on the ground in total exhaustion. But they were so eager to beat and kill that they started beating each other. They had to take their anguish out on someone. They started punching each other and scratching each other and biting each other and pulling each other's hair and swearing at each other. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they looked back and saw that Jagai and Madhai are gone. So they went to Srivas Thakur's house. Lord Chaitanya was waiting for them, waiting for their Sankirtan report. And Nityananda Prabhu began to explain how today we met these two people, very drunken people. And we gave them your message, just as you instructed, and they chased after us to kill us. But somehow or other, by your mercy, we got away. Lord Chaitanya said, "Who is this Jagai and Madhai? Does anyone know about them?" And Gangadas Pandit and Srivas Thakur, they explained, "They are two Brahmins. They are the worst, most feared demons. The whole city is terrified of them. They burn houses, they eat flesh, they drink wine, they kill, they rape, they plunder. There's not a sin that anyone knows of that they haven't committed." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to roar, "I will cut them to pieces." And when he said that, Nityananda Prabhu, with folded palms, he said, "My Lord, please don't harm them. In this age of Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less like this Jagai and Madhai. In this incarnation, we have come to deliver the fallen souls by giving them prema bhakti, not killing them with weapons. My Lord, my humble requests, let me take charge of them." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. He said, "Yes, because Lord Nityananda Prabhu, because he has shown his mercy to Jagai and Madhai, they will soon be delivered." While this was going on, Haridas Thakur, off to the side, was talking to Sri Advaita Prabhu. He said, "Sri Advaitacharya, I want to tell you about my Sankirtan partner. It's very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent me out with this madman. He's an avaduta. Do you know what it is, day and night living with an avaduta? I'll tell you some of the things he does. In the swirling monsoon Ganga, when it's infested with man-eating dangerous crocodiles, he'll jump in and start chasing after the crocodiles and pulling their tails and riding on their backs. And I'll be at the banks going, 'Hi, hi, hi, come back!' And he'll just go floating down the Ganges out of sight." Sometimes he'll sneak in the house of someone and he'll steal all their milk and yogurt and eat it and run away, and then the people will chase and he'll be gone and they'll catch me. Other times he rides on someone's bull and says, "I am Mahesh." And then he'll go and he'll milk someone's cow and drink all the milk. And then he'll see a young little boy and say, "I'm going to beat you." And the boy will run home and he'll tell his father, and the father will come out with sticks and beat me. And I'll fall at his feet and say, "Please, it's not like that." And other times he'll go up to a young girl, just an innocent young girl, and he'll say, "Will you marry me?" And I have to explain everything to his parents. He's a madman. And today, you know what he did? He went up to the two biggest demons in the universe, who were totally drunkards, and he asked them to chant Hare Krishna and surrender to Krishna and give up all their sins. And they chased after us to beat us. We practically came alive. Advaitacharya began to laugh very loud. It was an angry, ecstatic laugh. He said, "Why are you surprised, Haridas?
that drunkards always like to associate with other drunkards. Nityananda Prabhu is drunk with prema ras, the highest ecstasies of love of Krishna, and he wants to share that intoxication with everyone. He's a drunken person. And Jagai and Madhai are drunkards. So it's quite natural for three drunkards to live together. But you, Haridas, you are a Naistika Brahmachari. What are you doing with these three drunkards? You shouldn't be there. And then he started dancing and dancing, and he was dancing so ecstatically that his clothes fell off. And as he was dancing, he was laughing, he was roaring. He said, I know the power of Nityananda. You just see, within one or two days, these two demoniac persons will be an integral part of our assembly of Vaishnavas. They will be dancing with us, loudly crying out the holy name. Jagai and Madhai, they would just travel from place to place, terrorizing everyone and everything. One day they were near the bank of the Ganges, and they weren't far from the house of Lord Chaitanya and Srivas. And they heard the kirtan going on. They heard the karatals, they heard the murdangas, they heard the holy names, and in their drunken stupor all night long, they were dancing to the kirtan. And the next day, Lord Chaitanya was going to the Ganga to bathe, and they saw him. He said, oh, you are Nimai, you are the Nimai. We heard your nice songs to Goddess Durga last night. Very nice, very nice. And Lord Chaitanya just kept his distance and walked away. One evening, Nityananda Prabhu, he was like a playful child. So childlike. He would just frolic throughout the city of Navadweep and just beg everyone to chant Harinam and take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Baja gorango, kaho gorango, laho gorango namre, jejana gorango, se hai mora pranre. He would make this appeal. Worship Gauranga. Chant the names of Gauranga. Speak the glories of Gauranga. And anyone who follows these teachings, that person becomes my life and soul. Nityananda Prabhu's singular purpose for existing was to glorify Lord Chaitanya and give his mercy to others. So while he was roaming through Navadweep, he came upon Jagai and Madhai. It was the evening time. And again he appealed to Jagai and Madhai. They remembered him. They couldn't believe. They were chasing to kill this man, and he's coming up to them again. What is he, in crazy? So they asked him, who are you? What is your name? And he said, my name is Avadhut. Madhai became so ferociously angry, he picked up a clay pot, and with all of his immense strength, he crashed it upon the soft lotus-like head of Nityananda Prabhu. Profuse blood began to flow from the head of the Lord, covering his face and gradually covering his entire body. But Nityananda Prabhu, with folded palms and tears in his eyes, prayed, I don't mind that you have hurt me, but it pains my heart to see your suffering condition in this state of ignorance.
Please take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Please chant the holy names.
Madhai became even more furious. He picked up another clay pot and was about to crash it against his head. And Jagai said, "No, no! Don't you see his compassion? He's a saintly person. What will we gain by killing this innocent sannyasi?"
Meanwhile, the townspeople ran to Lord Chaitanya to tell him what was happening. Lord Gauranga, along with his associates and the people of Navadweep, came running to that site. Srila Prabhupada said he was angry as fire. Not just a little fire, but the fire of dissolution. His eyes were red like coals. He was trembling in anger. He looked at Jagai and Madhai, lifted his arm and cried out, "Chakra! Chakra!" At that moment, Sudarshan Chakra appeared like the blazing sun swirling upon his finger. And Jagai and Madhai understood that he was death personified. Nityananda Prabhu held the arm of the Lord. With folded palms, he prayed, "My Lord, please do not harm them. I don't feel any pain. I'm not the slightest bit unhappy. Please forgive them. Please give them your mercy. And let me tell you this, my Lord. Madhai was about to kill me, and Jagai stopped him. Jagai saved my life." When he said that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. His Sudarshan Chakra disappeared, and in great affection, he embraced Jagai. He said, "You have saved my Nityananda. You have given pleasure to Nityananda. You have served Nityananda. Therefore, on this very day, I fill your heart with Krishna Prema." Then he embraced him, and Jagai's heart was filled with love of Krishna. He fell to the ground unconscious in ecstasy. Then he came to consciousness and he looked up at the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested a beautiful four-arm form holding the kangshal, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. With the Kostubha Mani, bluish complexion, beautiful helmet of Vaikuntha. Then Lord Gauranga, in this beautiful form, placed his lotus foot right over the heart of Jagai. Jagai was grasping it with his hands, weeping tears of ecstasy. Meanwhile, Madhai was watching all this. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Jagai and Madhai were like one soul in two bodies because they were so identical. When Jagai's heart became completely purified, Madhai's heart also became very purified. And with folded hands, he began to pray to Lord Chaitanya. He said, my Lord, now I understand who you are. Please, why are you giving him all the mercy? Whatever sins I did, he did it too. Every time I ate flesh, every time I drank wine, every time I raped or murdered or set houses on fire, he did the same thing. If you're going to give him this mercy, please give me this mercy too. I surrender unto you. Please accept me as your servant. Although Lord Chaitanya was so very intimately affectionate to Jagai, he looked at Madhai in great anger and he said, "No! You have caused blood to come from the head of my beloved Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, I cannot forgive you. I cannot give you mercy." Madhai was desperate. He was trembling. He was crying. He said, "My Lord, you are so merciful. You are Patita Pavana. You deliver so many demons. We have heard the stories from the Puranas how demons threw rocks at you, shot arrows at you, made you bleed, and still you delivered them." The Lord said, "Yes, I did. But you have hurt my devotee, Nityananda Prabhu. And his body is more dear to me than my own. Therefore, I cannot forgive you. You have committed an abominable offense that is intolerable to me, millions of times worse than any demon that caused harm to me. Your only salvation is if Nityananda Prabhu forgives you. Fall at his feet." At that time, Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, weeping and crying, his heart erupting with sense of guilt and shame, begging for his mercy. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda Prabhu, "He is your property." Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "My Lord, he's your property. I'm your servant. If I can give him your love, if I can give him your mercy, then he will be delivered." Lord Chaitanya said, "Only if you embrace him affectionately will he be excused." Then Nityananda Prabhu, body soaked with blood due to the aggressive envy of this rascal, he picked him up and affectionately embraced him and forgave him. Then he told him, "Now you fall at the feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." When Lord Nityananda Prabhu embraced him, he was delivered from millions and millions of births of karma. He was liberated. And he fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Now you are forgiven. You follow my instructions and I will give you the ultimate perfection of life. From this day on, you sin no more." You associate with devotees. You chant the holy name of Krishna constantly. You worship Krishna. Make him your life and soul. And you must promise me you will never commit sinful activities again. Jagai and Madhai, with folded hands, tears in their eyes, they said, oh Father, we vow to you, we will never sin again." Lord Chaitanya said, "Today I give you what even Lord Brahma cannot achieve. I give you what the great rishis and the great devatas spend lifetimes trying to approach. Today I give you ecstatic love for Krishna. Now you come with me to my house and we will chant and dance together." Then they all went to Lord Mahaprabhu's house. Lord Chaitanya sat down. There was Advaitacharya looking at him, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. The Lord looked at Jagai and Madhai and said, "Because Lord Nityananda Prabhu has given you his mercy, therefore you have been given the highest treasure of Krishna Prema. Today I will personally accept all the millions and millions of births of sins you committed within my own body. You look and see how." At that moment, all the sins of Jagai and Madhai entered into Mahaprabhu's body and his body became black. Gauranga became black. The devotees were mystified. Lord Chaitanya turned to Advaitacharya and said, "What do you see?" And Advaitacharya Prabhu said, "I see that Gaur Sundar has become Sham Sundar. The moon of Gokul." Lord Chaitanya said, never ever anyone think that Jagai and Madhai has any sins. Now they are perfect Vaishnavas. And where will their sins go? He said, you perform Harinam Sankirtan, and through the chanting of the holy names, my body will become purified of all their sins. And where will those sins go? They will enter into the hearts of anyone who blasphemes a Vaishnava. Then the devotees began an ecstatic kirtan, and Mahaprabhu in his black form began dancing in ecstasy. Everyone was dancing in ecstasy. Soon his body became golden again, but this kirtan was so spontaneous, everyone was crashing into each other. Even Jagai and Madhai were so intoxicated, they were crashing into Lord Chaitanya. Crashing into Nityananda, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu. It was ecstatic kirtan all day long. Jagai and Madhai offered beautiful prayers of love to Lord Chaitanya. Prayers of forgiveness. Prayers of gratitude. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jagai and Madhai, now you are perfect Vaishnavas. I will give you the remnants of the food from my own mouth. And anyone who gives you food, it will be understood that they will feed Krishna himself. Krishna now lives within your body. And then he said, everything Nityananda Prabhu said has come true. When Nityananda Prabhu first saw Jagai and Madhai, he said this to Haridas Thakur. He said, these two drunken demons, if they become pure, then my existence as the servant of Lord Chaitanya will actually be fulfilled. When they become completely drunk and intoxicated with love of God, then my mission of traveling all over the world to preach will be successful. When these two sinful wretches, when they loudly chant the holy names in the association of devotees, then I can write my name, Nityananda, with happiness. Mahaprabhu said to them that all of these wishes of Nityananda Prabhu have been fulfilled. Because of his mercy, you are now perfect. Now let us go to the Ganga to take our bath. And they all bathed in Ganga together. And they were having splash fights. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita were having splash fights. And Lord Nityananda splashed water right in Advaita's eyes, blinding him. And he said, you are simply Avaduta, nobody knows your caste, you eat in all kinds of people's houses, why do I associate with a person like you? And Nityananda Prabhu said, just because you lost the splash fight, you are speaking like this, but I have defeated you and everyone can see. And Lord Chaitanya said, no! Unless someone is defeated three times, I do not accept it as a victory. So they kept fighting, and then he splashed him in the eyes again. This way they had very good fun. And Jagai and Madhai now became intimate associates. Then they went back to Mahaprabhu's house for more kirtan. Sachi Devi had nice prasad for them. Meanwhile, the demigods, every day they would come and watch the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And when they saw Jagai and Madhai dancing in ecstasy as pure Vaishnavas, they were astounded. Because they knew. Who is Jagai and Madhai? Jai and Vijay fell to this world. They became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Killed by the Lord. Narsingadeva and Varahadeva. Then their next births, they became Kumbhakarna and Ravana. Killed by the arrows of Ram. Then their next birth they became Shishupala and Dantavakra, killed by the chakra and the fist of the Lord. Those same gruesome, horrible Rakshasa demons were Jagai and Madhai, and the Lord didn't kill them with his weapons, but he killed their demoniac mentality with his compassion, with his mercy, and with his holy name, and now they were pure, unalloyed devotees. They were astonished. The devotees were coming and watching this incredible scene, chanting loudly the glories of Lord Gauranga. And Yamaraj heard about this. He wanted to see what was going on. On his way, he asked Chitragupta, his secretary, he said, "Please tell me, who is this Jagai and Madhai? What is the extent of their sins? And how did Lord Chaitanya deliver them? Please tell me." Chitragupta said, "Impossible. I cannot tell you. If 100,000 scribes were writing 24-hour shifts for 1 month, they couldn't even begin to explain the sins of Jagai and Madhai. We have an entire, in Yamaloka, we have an entire department just to calculate their sins. We have this 100,000 scribes writing, and we have these messengers going back and forth with more and more and more sins. The messengers are so exhausted, they're on the verge of death. The whole accounting department is in total anxiety. They can't keep up with them. The messengers are falling unconscious, they're practically about to commit suicide because they can't do their job properly. We have an entire mountain of records of their sins. There is not a single sinful activity that any of us have ever thought of that they have not committed. Except they never blasphemed a Vaishnav. But now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has taken that huge mountain of sins and he's reduced it to the size of a mustard seed and thrown it away. And he's given them ecstatic love of God. When Yamaraj heard the extent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, something that has never been seen, even given by any of the previous incarnations, he was in such ecstatic love that he fell unconscious right on his chariot. This was a great anxiety. Chitragupta and other demigods came. There was no breath. There was no heartbeat. There was no pulse. There was no sign of life. Then Brahma and Shiva came running. "What's wrong with Yamaraj?" Chitragupta said, "I just told him about Lord Chaitanya's mercy and he went into ecstasy. Now he's not alive." So Brahma and Shiva both started screaming the holy names in his ears. Yamaraj jumped up into the air and started dancing in ecstasy, whirling around, crying, "Gaur Hari Ki Jai!" He was dancing and dancing like a madman. Then Chitragupta started dancing like a madman. Then the Yamadutas started rolling in the ground in ecstatic love, chanting, "Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai!" What a scene! When the other demigods, they never saw Yamaraj like this before. He's a very respectable, grave gentleman. He's a Mahajan. He was totally abandoned all of his composure, and he was just dancing and rolling and jumping and tears flowing from his eyes, hair standing on end. Lord Shiva became so ecstatic that he started crying out the holy names of Lord Gauranga. His matted hair was flying in all directions. He was weeping. He was crying. His clothes fell off. And when his sons saw him, Ganesh and Kartikeya, they went mad in ecstatic love. "Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki!" They were twirling and running and jumping and falling unconscious and dancing with their father. And then Shiva's, all of his associates got into the kirtan. No one had ever seen a kirtan like this. Then Lord Brahma, trying to understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went into ecstasy, loudly chanting the holy names with his four mouths, twirling around, jumping, dancing, crying, rolling in the dust. And Kashyapa Muni, Daksha, and all the great rishis and prajapatis were all dancing and singing with Lord Brahma in his kirtan. And behind Lord Brahma was Narada Muni. He was totally ecstatic. The mercy of Lord Gauranga was unprecedented. Narada Muni was dancing so ecstatically. There was such torrents of tears flowing from his eyes. He became so blinded, he misplaced his veena. He couldn't find it, and he didn't even know he couldn't find it. Then Ananta Shesha, with his thousand mouths, were chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started dancing with Garuda. Shukadev Goswami came on the scene. The speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He had never seen such mercy, such love, such compassion as that as Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. This was the fulfillment of Lord Nityananda's desire, that the whole world will sing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After dancing for many, many hours in this Gaur Kirtan, all the demigods somehow or other went back to their homes. Madhai, he could not get over the offense he had committed. His heart was aching with pain. He couldn't get out of his mind the thought that he wanted to kill Nityananda. And he made him bleed. Day and night, he was in this painful condition, feeling such immense guilt. One day, Nityananda Mahaprabhu approached him, and he fell and grasped the feet of Lord Nityananda, praying, "Please forgive me, O Master, please forgive me. I cause pain. I cause blood to come out of your body. I have made the worst offense. You are the Lord of the universe. Your body is the ultimate goal of life. Your body is meditated upon by all the great rishis and the sages and all the pure devotees. Your body is the very ultimate serving and pleasing. Your body is the ultimate aspiration of all the living beings in the spiritual world. Your body is simply made out of mercy and compassion and love. And I struck your body and made it bleed. I am the most abominable. What can I do to ever atone for this offense? I seek shelter of you." Lord Nityananda, with great love, he smiled at Madhai. And he said, "Let me tell you, you are just like my own son. If a son hits the father doesn't take it very seriously. So I do not take this offense seriously. You are forgiven." But Madhai, with tears in his eyes, he said, "You may forgive me. But what about all the countless persons I caused pain to? I was so drunk, I don't even know who they were. How can I even find them to beg forgiveness from them? How can I atone for all those offenses?" Lord Nityananda Prabhu told him that you should go to the Ganges and with your own hands dig a very nice bathing ghat so that all the people of Navadweep can very comfortably take their bath in the Ganga. By being close to Mother Ganga in this way, you will be purified. And anyone who comes to bathe there, You should offer your obeisances to them. Beg for their forgiveness and serve them. In this way you will atone from all your offenses. And constantly chant the holy names. Madhai did that. Practically for the rest of his life, he was making that ghat with his own hands and a spade. And anyone who would come, Madhai would offer his prostrated obeisances in the dust of Navadvip. And with folded hands and genuine tears of humility in his eyes, he would beg them, "Please forgive me if I have knowingly or unknowingly ever committed any type of pain or offense to you. Please forgive me. Let me serve you." Then he would serve them in the most menial way. He would carry things for them. He would clean up for them. When people saw the humility of Madhai, their hearts would melt. Tears would come from their eyes. Janani Vas Prabhu told me that some people who were really angry with him, when they'd see him in this humble state, they'd pick up a rock and throw it at his head. And Madhai would graciously pick up that rock and with all humility hand it back to them and say, "Please throw it again. I deserve more." Even those people's hearts would melt. And they would offer all affection and respect to Madhai. Jagai and Madhai spent the rest of their lives as Nastika Brahmacharis. They weren't before, but they became Brahmacharis. Perfect, austere, humbly, menially serving every, not only the Vaishnavas, but every living being they would come across, they would serve with such humility. And every day they would chant at least 200,000 names of Krishna. In this way, they became the intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And for the rest of their lives, they lived in pure devotional service. Just outside of Kanaka Nagar, or Katwa, is the Samadhi Mandir of Jagai and Madhai. And to this very day, approximately 500 years later, Vaishnavas from all over the world go there to worship Jagai and Madhai. And in doing so, remember the glories of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And in doing so, fulfill the very, very exclusive desire and dream of Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada explained that Nityananda Prabhu is most merciful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful of all incarnations, empowered Nityananda Prabhu to even be more merciful than himself. Therefore, in this age of Kali, it is our only hope. Nitai Pada Kamalor Koti Chandra Shushitala. That the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are soothingly cool, like millions, tens and millions of moons. The shade of his feet can deliver us from the scorching heat of material existence. Narottam Das Thakur says, in the age of Kali Yuga, no one can approach the pastimes of Radha and Krishna without receiving the causeless, unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, on this most holy day, we pray at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and his most beloved, empowered servant, Srila Prabhupada, who carried on the true spirit of the mission of Nityananda Prabhu. We pray for their mercy. Anyone who hears this narration with a submissive and sincere heart, Vrindavan Das Thakur gives the benediction that they will soon be delivered of all their sins and become one of the confidential associates of Gaur Nitai. Thank you very much. At this time, such a magnanimous, empowered descendant of Srila Prabhupada, Niranjan Maharaj, will speak. He's in ecstasy. Even Maharaj, his humility is very dear to everyone's heart. All of these devotees who are assembled here are from the Western countries. Manusuta Prabhu, Janakarta Prabhu, Bhakreshwar Pandit Prabhu, Radhakun Prabhu, Chandramali Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj, also somewhere around is Tejas Prabhu and Durgama Prabhu. Navayovana Prabhu, Durgama Prabhu, and His Illustrious Grace, Jananivas Prabhu. Yaduvar Prabhu, he's always hiding behind his transcendental cameras. Such a preacher! He wants to share the glories of Prabhupada's mercy with the whole world in such a unique way. These devotees were brought up in the Western world, living in culture that many of you will not be able to understand. Srila Prabhupada, in order to deliver us, how many clay pots in spirit were crashed upon his head that he had to tolerate? Inconceivable. Heart attacks, death threats, poverty. It is said by Lochan Das Thakur that Nityananda Prabhu, the water of the ocean of love of God in the spiritual world, he dug canals to practically every town and village to bring that water of Krishna Prem. I cannot think of any more illustrious representative of Nityananda Prabhu than our beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He came into all of these devotees' lives where we saw even the religion around us was simply materialistic and hypocritical. Or even people who were so-called so religious were utterly addicted to sense gratification and material life. A civilization where money was God and power was success. A civilization where life just seemed utterly futile. People with so much money, so much health, beauty, fame, power, but they were miserable. Their lives were empty. Growing up in that civilization, we didn't want any part of it. But we had nowhere to go. Some people were addicted to drugs, addicted to sex, addicted to meat eating, addicted to all kinds of abominable activities. Practically every person in the Western world is of that category. And Prabhupada came. 26 Second Avenue. In essence, what was his message? This going from person to person, place to place, all around the world, 12 times, just begging. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak the glories of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the real treasure of wealth. Krishna is your life and soul. In so many ways, in so many forms, Srila Prabhupada, who declared himself to be an insignificant beggar, came with this message. Because he understood what is the compassion of Lord Nityananda. And he gave his life to be an instrument of that compassion. And due to that gesture, all of these people's hearts were transformed. We all had the opportunity to live for the highest aspiration, pure devotional service. We understood the highest conception of the absolute truth, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. We were given a connection to the most illustrious acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He showered their mercy upon us incessantly. He saved our lives. It is very difficult, perhaps impossible, for anyone to really appreciate Srila Prabhupada's unlimited, unparalleled compassion unless you were personally saved by him. Now these persons are great souls. They're Mahatmas. Spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world through various ways. We have people here from Italy, from Ukraine, from Russia, from all parts of America, from England. Niranjan Maharaj preaching behind the Iron Curtain for years, giving his life, his health, his everything to help Srila Prabhupada in his mission of serving his Guru Maharaj by taking the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu all over the world. Jananivas Prabhu came to India 33 years ago. And do you know, to this very day, he never left once. Simply absorbed in Prabhupada's mission. This is transformation. This is touchstone. Someone asked Prabhupada, "Can you show me a miracle?" Prabhupada said, "This is my miracle." These young boys and girls from the Western countries who knew nothing about spirituality, now they are Mahatmas. They're true Vaishnavas. This is the transformation. Srila Prabhupada has delivered many jagais and madhais. And he's taken those jagais and madhais and transformed them to such illustrious souls that through his mercy they could deliver the world. But it was one of Prabhupada's greatest aims and dreams that the people of India take the message of Lord Chaitanya to their hearts and practice it and share it with the world. On this most glorious occasion of Nityananda Trayodasi, let us pray for the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. that we can be truly humble, that we can be truly forgiving to others, that we can give our lives in the service of the Vaishnavas in a spirit of compassion and devotion, that we can spend the rest of our existence for all eternity trying to show our gratitude for His beloved servant Srila Prabhupada by helping Him to spread the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And let us remain united with love, with affection, with trust and respect for each other, and fill the world with the loud chanting of the holy name. Those Jagais and Madhais, and transformed them to such illustrious souls that through His mercy they could deliver the world. But it was one of Prabhupada's greatest aims and dreams that the people of India take the message of Lord Chaitanya to their hearts and practice it and share it with the world. On this most glorious occasion of Nityananda Trayodasi, let us pray for the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that we can be truly humble, that we can be truly forgiving to others, that we can give our lives in the service of the Vaishnavas in a spirit of compassion and devotion, that we can spend the rest of our existence for all eternity trying to show our gratitude for His beloved servant Srila Prabhupada by helping Him to spread the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And let us remain united with love, with affection, with trust and respect for each other, and fill the world with the loud chanting of the holy name. The culmination of our program this evening in honor of Lord Nityananda Prabhu will be the Gaur Aarti, which will be led by His Grace, our most loving godbrother and friend, and that famous personality, His Grace Bhakreshwar Pandit Prabhu. For those of you who attended Pune Yatra, you have some idea of what to expect. And for those of you who did not attend Pune Yatra, just wait and see. You will be astonished. Your life will never be the same. For the pleasure of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, let us dance and chant with great enthusiasm. Those Jagais and Madhais, and transformed them to such illustrious souls that through His mercy they could deliver the world. But it was one of Prabhupada's greatest aims and dreams that the people of India take the message of Lord Chaitanya to their hearts and practice it and share it with the world. On this most glorious occasion of Nityananda Trayodasi, let us pray for the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that we can be truly humble, that we can be truly forgiving to others, that we can give our lives in the service of the Vaishnavas in a spirit of compassion and devotion, that we can spend the rest of our existence for all eternity trying to show our gratitude for his beloved servant Srila Prabhupada by helping him to spread the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And let us remain united with love, with affection, with trust and respect for each other, and fill the world with the loud chanting of the holy name. The culmination of our program this evening in honor of Lord Nityananda Prabhu will be the Gaur Aarti, which will be led by His Grace, our most loving God brother and friend, and that famous personality, His Grace Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu. For those of you who attended Pune Yatra, you have some idea of what to expect. And for those of you who did not attend Pune Yatra, just wait and see. You will be astonished. Your life will never be the same. For the pleasure of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, let us dance and chant with great enthusiasm.